Hello and good morning. Of course, this is the premiere edition of the Summons Surrender Place, which is our go-to prayer for every morning at around 4:15. But due to the ongoing beat the clock session later on, that we need to make it as early as possible, we have to pre-record this episode in order for you to pray with us, especially at times that we are called to our surrender place. And this is the morning edition. This is your Dupo speaking from the Feast Das Maiñas Media Ministry, founder of DP34 Media Productions. And we invite you to this wonderful morning prayer that we have been established ever since the pandemic have progressed into the recovery and reintegration. And now, as we begin, let us put ourselves and remember that we are in the loving presence of God. And as an act of faith, let us do the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for summoning us to your surrender place. Quiet our mind, body, and soul as we rest in your loving heart. We invoke the Holy Spirit to be with us, to pray with us, and for us. And we claim your blessings, O Lord, as we declare our prayer for abundance. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healings, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I'm God's beloved, I'm God's servant, and I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, Amen. Ladies and gents, brothers and sisters, and our fellow feasters, sweethearts, kapuso, kapatid, kapamilya, as we invite you to be in complete silence as you come to your surrender place. Holy thought or breathe in God's love. Hold it for at least 5 seconds. And as you breathe out, imagine the love of God surrounding you. But when thoughts come in, they silently breathe the prayer word the Lord has given you. It can be mercy, Jesus, Maranatha, or come, Lord. You will hear a bell sound at the beginning and at the end of the 10 minutes complete silence, with soft sound for DTV and radio. a sweet bask into his presence. Let us talk to God silently and say our prayers to him. We invite everyone to download the iBreathery app, since we will be using for the liturgy of the hours. Let us pray. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread. By night, by day, As I heard it, said all the data. Where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid the cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise Him still, my Savior and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day, the Lord will send His loving kindness. By night, I will sing to Him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise Him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard. Yet the span extends through all the earth, the words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord, God of hosts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is true. All together, sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is true. Sing a new song to the Lord. All together, give him the praise that is true. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All together, sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is true. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free. Our Savior has made us a nation of priests to offer acceptable sacrifice to the Father. Let us call upon Him in gratitude. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. Altogether, preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. Christ, eternal priest, you conferred the holy priesthood on your people. Grant that we may offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. In your goodness, pour out on us the fruits of your Spirit, patience, kindness, and gentleness. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. May we love you and possess you, for you are love, and may every action of our lives praise you. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. And may we seek those things which are beneficial for our, to our brothers, without counting the cost, to help them on the way to salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty Father, you have brought us to the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And now let us lift up to God the prayers and concerns of the people with us in this on-air and online prayer, as we all together pray the prayer of surrender. Lord, I surrender my entire life to you. I surrender to you all my loved ones. I surrender my family and my friends and everyone I hold dear. I place them all in your loving arms. Take care of them. I know you love them more than I do. Lord, I let go of all my attachments. I let go of all my achievements. I let go of all my possessions. I let go of all my fears, worries, anger, regrets, and my dreams. I also give you my weaknesses, failures, and sins. I trust you, Jesus. from now on, you will be done in every area of my life. I am yours. I will serve you forever. Thank you, Lord, for your graces. May we always carry the love, peace, and joy we have received from you. May we become a channel of your love to others. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The exposition of the Blessed Sacrament is being heard all over the Cathedral of the Good Shepherd from Singapore. You may do your journaling, Bible reading, praying, and meditation at this time. And also, before we let you go for your work or for trainings, we would like to welcome you home to a feast nearest you. We have Feast Das Maenias every Saturday at FCIE. Feast Imus every Sunday at Robinson's Imus. And Feast Carmona every Sunday at Carmona. Also, if you're in Mega Manila, or Metro Manila rather, we have the Feast Bay Area at Aliu Theater every Sunday. Feast Bellevue at the Bellevue Hotel every Sunday. Feast QC Fairview at the Ayala Fairview Terraces every Sunday. Feast QC Trinoma at the Trinoma Cinema. And for other scheduled and venues not mentioned, please visit feast.ph. Gabay sa Biblia sa Adyo is up next. Thank you very much for joining with us today. God bless everyone. And always remember to be safe, be well, stay sane and dry, and you are loved. See you tomorrow.